Oh, I thought you were going to do more claps.
Oh.
Sorry.
Hello, welcome.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boys. Welcome to Not All Here Podcast, episode 35.
How's everybody doing?
We'll wait. Welcome to Strugglecast 2.0.
Strugglecast, we got nothing to talk about.
There's like a few things. I had a few things that I think might interesting and might develop into something. But, you know, it's kind of, we just been chilling. I'm working on a bunch of different things and shit, so.
Really?
Yep, I have.
I just been.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, well, I was trying to. Never mind.
I've been working on nothing.
I've been working on a lot of stuff. And so, I've been busy, haven't really been paying attention to the news or whatever. But I did see a few things that we'll touch on during the episode. But this is episode 35, like I said. Now I already forgot where I'm going. No, I did want to talk about something to start off the episode. Did you hear about, they're starting, I think it's today, what? Or was it yesterday, that Virgin Atlantic?
Yes.
They're shooting into space.
It's today.
So, do you know, like, is it just them, like, basically just going to be, hey, we're in space and then come back?
Yes.
Or, wow. Or is it like, it's not any celebrities or like billionaires, is it?
Well, Richard Branson. That's the reason that you probably know about this.
Yeah.
They're, you know, if it was just regular people, this one wouldn't. They've actually already done a test flight. The only reason this one is newsworthy is because this one's going to have Richard Branson.
Oh, and he's going
to be
there.
Like the first billionaire to hit space, which was this weird little race between him and Jeff Bezos. And people also include Elon Musk in that, even though Musk isn't really wanting to get on the plane and go up there.
Go up there, yeah. He just kind of wants to like advanced technology and people be able to go into space and stuff.
Do you think there's something to all these billionaires wanting to go to space, or do you think it's just guys with too much money just wanting to try new things?
That's a good question. I actually think it's a little bit of both. So here's the thing. People with too much money always kind of want to be the first to do something that nobody's ever done. Because after a while, when you have so much money, you get bored because you're like, well, I've already bought these expensive cars. Or if you're that type of like billionaire and like I have all these things of this lavish lifestyle. So what's something that I haven't done that I can do? And you kind of then start to be like you said, like, let's go to space. I bet I can go to space. I mean, I'm pretty sure. I don't think Richard Branson is like he's into like, you know, like science and space, like as far as like.
I'm sure he is.
No, what I'm talking about, like, I think, I don't know if he's like really into the human race going into space, or is he more so just like
just a commercial exploration, yeah. Making money.
Not more so to like gain knowledge and stuff like that.
Well, I'll tell you this. I owned Virgin Galactic stock a little bit.
Oh, did you?
But I sold it Friday.
Oh,
was it
going up or was it?
Well, it's been on a it did a big jump and then bought low and then it's been on a steady incline. Uh-huh. Or is that the right word?
Yeah.
Going up. And Friday it dropped a little bit. So I went ahead and sold because
you're like, maybe this is like a good point to sell before it goes any lower.
Exactly. And and people say you should buy the news, sell the. I'm an idiot, yo. You should buy the rumor, sell the news.
Okay.
So when there's a rumor of a company doing big things, the stock jumps, and then when the news actually comes out of it happening, the stock usually dips.
Mm.
Usually it hits a high point, and then people sell.
Oh, okay.
Also, not hoping, you know, this happens at all, but what if a catastrophe happens?
Exactly.
That stock is going to plummet.
Yeah, they're going to be like, oh, that's dipped. They're going to go bankrupt. No, probably. I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
But I was going to say,
he's also the owner of the company or the CEO. And, you know, if something catastrophic happens, then, you know,
I mean, that's it.
Companies.
I was going to say in jeopardy. To go back to what I was talking about. It's like, I don't know if, like I said, people with so much money at the same time, I don't know if they necessarily have like someone who is like loves space for the, you know, like we need to explore and just continue to expanding and, you know, try to reach other planets. I think they just kind of sometimes, not all of them, because I mean, Richard Branson could be like, yeah, I love space. Like I want human race to go to another planet as well or whatever. But I think for the most part, they just want to like, for him, he's like, this is either going to look really good that I'm the first billionaire to get out into space. People will remember that and it'll look good in the company. Or if something catastrophic happens, hopefully not, then, you know, people are like, oh, it's going to look bad. But he's taking that gamble of like, this could be great for the company and so on and so forth.
We might have actually discussed this last episode, but is this, it's, let's have a scenario, right? Mm-hmm. You're a billionaire.
Okay.
Is this something you're interested in? Jumping up there, looking at the stars for a minute, and then jumping back down?
I think I'm interested in going, but I don't want to be the first one.
Okay. You want to make sure it's safer.
Yeah,
before,
exactly.
Yeah.
I kind of want like a few hundred, if not thousands, of people who are like experienced in that area to go first.
Oh, you're trying to go late.
Yeah, because late to the party. I just don't want, like, I don't want to go up there and it be some contact movie shit, you know, where it's like the shit just blows up or something. But I mean, that's a chance you take. It's just like, I don't know if it'll, if like hundreds of years it'll ever get like that safe, you know what I mean? Because I mean, if you try to compare it to like cars have gotten safer, but I mean, people still drive them, and you don't know how people gonna drive some days.
Well, yeah, I mean, airplanes are many times more safer than riding in a car. You're more likely to be attacked by a shark. You're more likely to get hit by lightning than to have anything happen to you on an airplane.
Yeah, true, true. It's just, I think space is like a whole different thing.
It is.
You're messing with like the atmosphere, leaving it.
Yeah, space is different than airplanes. I'm pretty sure the statistics might be worse for astronauts than car drivers.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't mind going up there because I think it'd be cool. But I think I'd let a few people go before I go.
Okay.
Would you go up there?
Yeah.
You'd be, what if they're like, Jetty, you're the first one?
Ooh. Have I had a fulfilling life, a good life?
Let's say you got a few things you still want to do, but you've had a pretty good life.
Oh, if there's a few more things I want to do, then no. But if the bucket list is like complete, fuck it.
You're like, all right, whatever. If it ends here, it's time.
let's see the moon up close.
That's interesting because they're going up. I don't know if they're like if it's already started or anything because there's so much stuff that people go through when it's like a launch and they're trying to go.
Yeah.
Because you said it was a space race between him. Supposedly, Jeff Bezos and Elon, supposedly, even though Elon is just like launching rockets up into space.
Yeah, he's not really getting on the planes right now.
Yeah, that's crazy. What was it? I think I was seeing that Jeff Bezos kind of reminds me of like Lex Luthor, people be saying.
Definitely.
He kind of has like, he's bald. Lex Luthor's bald. He's got all this money. He had all that money. But I don't know. I mean, we're going to see what's up. Do you think, because I'm pretty sure, if this goes good, like, so let's say this goes good, right? Mm-hmm. How long before they start to do this, like, for, because this has to cost like millions, if not just to get this thing launched.
Because
you know how I think, yeah, Richard Branson was the one who was saying that him and Jeff Bezos, they want to do that tour thing for people who are rich, right? Mm-hmm. Be like, you get to go into space to say you went to space.
Mm-hmm.
How long, if this is successful, do you think before they start doing it, like, for other people?
Well, these are the test flights. I forget exactly the exact... I read all this stuff because I was actually researching it for the stock.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember. It won't be that far off.
Mm. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then that's going to be like another flex that people with money are going to...
Ooh, selfie from space.
Wow.
Ooh.
Phones can work out there, right? Or can they? I know taking a picture, I don't know if the phone would still...
Your geotagging might be a little bit off. That's the only thing.
That's
you know hilarious. What's dope?
What?
This is kind of off topic.
Uh-huh.
But you know how you're not supposed to have your phone on, and then they say the phone doesn't really work when you're on an airplane, you know, 30,000 feet in the air. Have you ever taken pictures just out of the window with your phone while flying?
Uh-huh.
It geotags them. I don't know how.
Huh.
But I did that on a trip to L.A. with my iPhone. You know, we'd be, you know, 30,000 feet in the air or however high, you know, planes go. And I'd be taking pictures just out the window. And then I'd look on the little map thing on the iPhone. And I took pictures. Oh, look, I took pictures in Texas and Arizona. And I'm like, wow.
It's still tagged. Yeah. Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I think, for the longest, you know how they always tell you to... put your phone on airplane mode or whatever. I used to be scared of like, oh, if I don't put on airplane mode, this shit's going to go down.
Blow up the airplane.
Like, I'm pretty sure it was probably way worse. But now, I think I remember one time, I used to think that they wanted you to turn off like Bluetooth. And they were like, Bluetooth's fine. And I remember one, like the first time I had like Bluetooth earphones and I went on a flight and I was like, I want to listen to my music, but I don't have a wired headphone. I have Bluetooth headphones. And I was like, yeah, I turned everything off. But they didn't say anything about Bluetooth. They didn't say, like, turn it off or anything like that. I was just like, I'm just going to pretend and put these on. And I remember I was like, Lord, please don't make this plane go down. Please.
That's funny.
But yeah, so that's going on right now.
Yeah, man.
And then I know we had talked about this a little bit before the podcast. I was watching the fights yesterday.
Oh, so you actually saw them?
Yeah, some of them. Not all of them. I saw like a bit of everything. So I saw a little bit of everything, and then I saw Conor got hurt, and his ankle.
That's nasty.
That's, bro. It's a crazy sport.
I feel like he just stepped wrong, but you were telling me beforehand that maybe he had kicked earlier. And
I was, I didn't get to watch like that whole fight completely. I just kind of walked in towards the end. But like when I was watching the replay, and I was like, man, like the body is like crazy how what it can and can't do some, or what it decides to do sometimes.
Just one misstep like that, you can
But I think what happened was, he's been fighting for so much. I can only, for so long, excuse me. And he's had so many fights. It's like, after a while, maybe the body's like, it's kind of like, I can't remember. I was listening to a podcast yesterday, and they were talking about this. They're like, when you're younger, you kind of feel invincible almost if you're just healthy. And you kind of feel like you don't think sometimes about the things that you do. And then it's like some years pass by and you get older where you're not as like invincible feeling. Mm. And you're like, damn, I used to do some stupid shit. And so like I think it kind of reminds me of him, of like all the experience and stuff and all the punches he's thrown, the kicks that he's thrown, and just all the damage that he's taken in there. Maybe his body was just like, nah, bro. Like,
I think so. I wish I had more to add to this.
No. You're good.
I'm not an MMA guy, man.
It what's crazy to me is to think that, like, okay, let's say he didn't kick anything. Mm-hmm. He literally, all he did was move his foot back a little bit and he stepped wrong. That's all it took. And it just goes like to show you, like, especially, you got to think about this too. Like, knock on wood, hopefully we make it to like 80, 90 or something, or however long you want to live. But like when you get older, you have to be careful. Because you take one slip, that's it. You're going to break something, you know? And so it's just crazy how, like, the body, as time goes on, it's just like, all right, depending on how you take care of it, you know, if it can handle certain things. Like,
that's depressing, bro. God damn, bro.
You know what's crazy to me? Because we talk about this about working out. Mm. I remember, bro, when I was younger, like, I would be, like, lifting so much heavy shit just to try to get stronger and shit. Mm. And then now, as I've gotten older, I realized that I can't do it as much because sometimes what happens is, like, I'll pinch a nerve or something. I'll be like, oh, shit, my back hurts. But now I have to lift, like, light and do more reps, and that's, like, way better for me than lifting heavy. And so it's like, damn, bro, like, you used to do all these things. It also makes me think of, like, when... some of my not all here moments of stuff that I've done when I was younger, and I was like, God damn, getting run over by a car and not have any broken bones.
Imagine that happening now.
Bro, I'd probably have two broken legs or something, you know?
That makes me think of my last job. And, you know, you watch all these stupid videos and they're like, please learn the proper technique to lift a box. Mm-hmm. Lift with your legs. Don't bend your back. And I used to look at that shit like, man, that shit's dumb as hell. No. But then I actually worked there for like 2 or 3 years and I wasn't lifting properly and I really fucked up my back. Bro. I wish I would have been lifting with my legs.
Yeah.
Because every day I just did so many movements. That job, you had to pick up so much stuff and I really fucked up my back doing that.
Yeah. That's, man. And that's like one that a lot of people don't realize.
Yeah.
Because I think after a while, as I got older, you start to have those like, oh, my lower back kind of hurts or something, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's why they say lift with your legs, not with your back, because you're gonna fuck your back up like that. And so then I think there was a point in time where my lower back was killing me and I had to like do all these stretches and do all these things just to get it fixed. But that's what happens, man.
This is why those dad podcasts are related to our podcast.
Exactly.
I mean, we're sounding like old men. God damn. This is terrible.
It's okay. I mean, people get it, you know. But I mean, I'm lucky to have never broken a bone ever. Mm. I'm lucky, knock on wood.
I've never broken a bone either.
So I've been lucky. The worst thing that's happened to me is like I got my ankle sprained.
Have you ever been to the hospital? Like overnight or like anything?
I'm trying to think. I think one time, but it wasn't for like any injuries. It was because of what was it? I used to have a hard time sleeping. So like not insomnia or anything like that, but like I was just like very, like, I wouldn't get a lot of sleep. And so they had to like do an overnight thing with me where they put this like kind of contraption on my head to check out my brain waves.
Was
and
it
stuff.
Like sleep apnea?
I don't think it was sleep apnea. I don't remember. It's been so long. But they were just checking out a bunch of stuff or whatever to see like what was going on.
What did they learn?
They're like, this guy's not smart, but
something's wrong with his brain.
He's not too smart. No. It was just, I think what it was is I used to, me and my little brother back in the day, we used to sometimes, he had it worse than me, but sometimes we'd have night terrors. Do you know what those are?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you kind of like, we're just having this crazy ass dream and you wake up screaming, you're like, ah! And so we had those and they, you know, we had to get like some medication to like deal with it. What was going on? Maybe it was it our diet or just whatever the fuck was going on.
Mm.
And so we did, we went through a lot of stuff. And, but other than that, overnight, nah, I don't think I've had anything overnight. Have you?
I was in the hospital for a week.
Whoa.
My appendix burst.
Man, that's you and my little brother went through that.
And, it's funny because, so a week earlier I had this sharp pain right there. Right.
Uh-huh.
And we went to the hospital and they were like, oh, it's nothing. But then a week later, the exact same thing happened.
Mm.
So they were like, oh, it's nothing. We don't need to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
But then, so that was like, it was actually right after a basketball game.
Mm.
So then that night I kind of wanted to go, but they were like, oh no, you don't need to go. Wait till the morning. And in the morning I was really bad.
Mm.
And then we got there at like 7 or 8 a.m. and they couldn't see me until like 3 p.m.
Wow.
So it had like burst and they were like, oh, if you had waited longer, you know, you could be dead.
Wow.
And it was this weird thing. Like my appendix scar, and most scars look like just like a line.
Yeah.
Mine's weird.
Oh, is it?
Mine's kind of like, I don't know how to describe it. But they actually, dude, they had to leave it open. Like when for like a day or two, I forget why. So after they did it, I had literally like a hole right here and there was a patch over it.
Holy,
but there was a hole. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And I remember in the hospital, they had given me like, what's the drug? Morphine.
Yeah.
Just to like deal with the pain. Uh-huh. And that shit was wild. I remember literally, no joke. You know, people would come visit me and stuff, and I didn't even like really remember it. But I remember vividly one time I thought there was a tree in the room, and it was like some like Lord of the Rings type stuff.
Oh my
like,
God.
This lovely tree is just talking, you're going to be okay. And then when they took me off of the morphine, I was like, no,
wow.
Please bring back the morphine.
That's what I hear a lot of people say when they're hospital. Like, they're like, morphine's amazing.
Yes.
Like it just you feel like amazing and it's crazy.
That's like getting high. I forget what drug is the same as morphine,
okay.
But it's like, you know.
Yeah.
It's not crack, but I forget. Maybe it's heroin. It might be heroin.
Okay.
I don't remember.
That's crazy. Did they give it to you like when they wanted to, or did you have a button that you pressed?
It was a bag.
Oh, okay.
So however long it lasted, the drip works. Yeah.
That's crazy. My little brother went through the same thing. Like he was like kind of, he had felt something, but it wasn't like bad or anything.
Mm-hmm.
He's just like, oh, my side hurts. And then all of a sudden one day, like one night he woke up and he was like, this really hurts. Like this is painful. And then they took him to the hospital and then he had to stay in the hospital for, I think, for a week.
Yeah.
Damn. And it was like, this is in Arkansas. And so what ended up happening was supposedly, if I remember right, the best doctor in the country for appendixes had came to see him and like do surgery, had to do surgery and take out whatever. But it's crazy like how that stuff would happen. Because, yeah, the appendix, if it bursts, like you gotta hurry up and get to the hospital.
Yeah, I mean, back in the day, you just die.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, in the 19 or 1800s.
Yeah.
You're a goner.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
I guess morphine is the same as methadone, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Meth. I was taking that meth in the hospital, boy.
You're just like, I gotta get some more.
No. Chilling with trees in the room.
So, did they ever say, like, why does that happen? Do you know?
You know.
Bad diet, or is it like
living in the swamp?
Living?
Get a little bit of that dirt in your gut.
Get a little swamp water.
No, nobody knows. The appendix actually does nothing. It has no purpose in your body.
Okay, it's one of those. Gotcha.
You can actually get it removed and just...
And don't have to deal with it.
God just fucked up when he gave us appendixes.
He's like, oh, shit, I put an extra piece in there.
Oh, shit, there's an organ there.
It's just going to sit there. It's just for looks. That's hilarious. But what was I going to say? That reminds me, because there's other, what's the body part that regenerates itself over time?
What?
There's a part of us, it's either the liver or the kidney. Like, if it gets damaged, it heals itself.
Why are you lying, bro?
I'm dead serious. You could look at the toenails. I mean, yeah, I've lost two toenails before, and they grew back. But it's in our body. It's like, I don't know if it's the, I want to say it's the liver. But that's why you have to be.
Nah, because once your liver, I mean, when people drink.
It might be the kidney then.
When the liver goes bad, you're fucked.
Yeah.
You're done.
It might be the kidney then. It's something where, like, it gets damaged, it'll just heal itself over time.
Look up WebMD, bro.
WebMD.
You lying.
I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious.
We're not lizards.
Which one? The liver. Thank you.
The liver, really? I thought once you're done, once you drink too much and your liver goes bad, you're fucked.
Well, this is the thing. It's like, I think the reason why is like, it's over time. So if you drink it like every day, or you're drinking so much and you don't give it a break from like breaking down everything, then it's like, oh, you're fucking it up.
You learn something new every day. I was doubting you, bro.
See, I told you, bro. I'm telling you. I know this shit.
You're smart.
I used to, because I think what it was, I'd be like, okay, if I get a problem, how can I heal this? Or like, I try to figure out ways to prevent things or whatever. And so, like, I think when my little brother had his appendix bust, I was like, oh, shit, mine's going to bust. And I was like, I'm trying to learn, like, okay, what does it feel like? What's going on, you know?
It's the most painful thing I've ever felt in my life. It's a sting. It's just a steady sting that doesn't stop.
Wow. Okay. I was like, I might have a few of those before. But I was going to say, because he also dealt, have you ever dealt with kidney stones?
No.
He had kidney stones too.
Is that the thing they say is the most painful thing you can go through?
For men, I think so, yeah.
I think I read something that it was more painful than childbirth. Or is that?
I think there's a side comment that said a man wrote that.
Yeah, a man wrote that article.
That's hilarious. I was going to say, because my little brother had kidney stones when he was young, because it was too much sugar. That's how you get kidney stones sometimes. And then, of course, my father actually had kidney stones too.
That comes from too much sugar?
Sometimes, yeah. It can develop from that. So you have to be careful with like sugar intake and stuff. That's why. But they say that, what is it? I think it's either cranberry juice helps to pass them through. And then also, of course, you know, staying hydrated and drinking water. So try to drink a gallon of water every day, y'all. That's 8 cups of water, I think. But that's why I try to do that. Sometimes I fail a lot, but for the most part, when I'm working out, I drink so much water.
I'm trying to, we're looking at the...
With the kidney stones?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it.
And it's crazy. So, you know, the kidney stones are like literally like pebble size.
Yeah.
But it's because of what the passageway that they're going through, it's so thin and like it can't squeeze. And kidney stones, it can't be pushed through. Like your body's like, it's just here, and it's like trying to push through that little hole. And so,
yeah, man, they some article just said it.
but yeah, they're no fun. I don't think I've ever had kidney stones.
I feel like you would know.
Yeah, I'd be like but it's funny, my little brother and my dad had the same experience with kidney stones. What happens is you feel that pain. It's like a sharp pain, and you're like, and you can't sit still. Like, you just feel like moving. And then everybody tells you, you got to sit down and chill.
It's like dancing.
Yeah, basically, until you just, you know, pass it out. Or sometimes at worst, you have to have surgery to get them taken out. So crazy.
Dancing from pain.
Make sure you drink water, life water, but, not a sponsor of the podcast, but
sponsor. Let's talk about basketball.
Basketball. We're playing basketball.
Shout out to the Phoenix Suns, man.
Man, I think they're going to win it.
You know, I saw this video yesterday. Mm-hmm. The Phoenix Suns, if they do win the NBA championship, they will be the most unlikely NBA champion in history.
I don't think they've never won a championship, right?
No, never.
Wow.
But as far as like rankings and, you know, like sports betting, it's the most unlikely odds team to ever win if they do win. If you would have bet $100 at the beginning of the year for the Phoenix Suns to win the championship, if they do win, you would have won $6,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn, bro. Why can't I see into the future? I should.
I mean, I don't think anybody would have bet $100 on the Phoenix Suns at the beginning of the year.
You know, and it's crazy because I was thinking about the other day, because like this whole season has been crazy, just because, you know, was this the first season that KD came back? I think he was like healthy and he played.
Yeah, so he went to the Nets last year, but he sat out last year.
That's right.
And
he's that's right. Back
this year.
And it was crazy because I remember thinking, because I was like, I wanted LeBron to win another one, but then like the way that the whole they were playing, I was like, man, I don't think they're gonna make it. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, these super teams. I was like, oh, KD, because KD's a beast. And I'm like, oh, damn, man, they about to win it in Brooklyn. And then they got taken out by Milwaukee. And I was like, oh, shit. I was literally, I think the last, like, I guess big team was the Clippers before they got taken out. And I was like, yo, this actually might be like a good finals. Like, it's going to be interesting because it's like these two unexpected teams,
right,
you know, making it. And so.
So. Back to the unexpected, like, what do you think is the number two team all time, the most unexpected NBA champion?
Unexpected?
It's been semi-recent.
Semi-recent?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say either, I think I have two teams in mind, but I don't know if they're, I'm going to say either OKC.
Well, they've never won a championship.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Not to make it to the finals, to win a championship.
Oh, the least likely to win a championship? Mm-hmm. Orlando Magic? I don't
know. They haven't won a championship.
Oh, I'm trying to think of everybody who's won. Least likely to
have... Recently.
Recently? The Golden State Warriors?
Yep.
Wow.
So the first year they won it, I think their odds, if you would have bet $100 on them, you would have made $3,000.
Wow.
So they were kind of unexpected. I mean, everybody knew Steph and Clay were good, but I don't think people knew how good at that time.
Exactly.
Prior to them, it was the Detroit Pistons the year they won. Wow. With Chauncey Billups and
damn, I remember that team, bro.
And that group,
they were crazy.
They were the third most unexpected. So hopefully the Suns pull it off and Chris Paul gets a ring. I think everybody wants to see Chris Paul get a ring.
At this point, I think, because I mean he's been playing forever, man. Mm-hmm. And like for him to finally get one, people be like, all right, bet he finally got one and shit. What was I gonna say? I think because I like the Suns whenever Steve Nash was playing with them. Actually,
yeah, I mean, like they were a fun team.
Yeah.
They really revolutionized the game as far as how fast they pushed the pace.
Uh-huh. It was like him and Amari Stoudemire.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was a dope team. Sean Marion.
Yeah. Oh, man, you're bringing back memories.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I love them. But, yeah, they never won a ring. And it was funny because I think somebody had said when Brooklyn was playing Milwaukee, they're like, it'd be funny if, because, you know, Steve Nash is the head coach of the Nets. And they're like, it'd be funny if the Nets lose and the Suns win. Like,
oh, if they went up against the Suns?
Yeah, if they went up against the Suns.
I mean, they almost, you know, if the Nets were healthy, they'd be there because they were unhealthy. And they took it to a game seven. Was it overtime?
Yeah, overtime.
And then Kevin Durant's foot
was on the line.
His little toe was on the line.
And then did you see? Because when he saw replay, he was like, fuck. Mm-hmm. He was like, damn, man. All it was just like some little inches or whatever, and then he could have took them to. Then they would have been playing Suns.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, yep. Yeah.
But it's been a dope season, man. It's been a very unexpected season. I've enjoyed the playoffs. Playoffs have been great.
Yeah.
The Hawks went far. Nobody expected the Hawks to go far.
Yeah, I didn't expect them to go that far. And then it's almost funny because I kind of feel like if Trey hadn't got injured, I think they probably could have went and maybe pushed it to like 7 games in 1.
Yeah.
But I think when I saw, like when Devin Booker was playing against the Clippers, bro, like you remember that, I think there was a game he played and I was like, man, this dude's hitting like all these shots just like Kobe. He reminded me so much of Kobe of how good he was like on point. And I was just like, man, this dude's crazy.
Yeah, people compare him to Kobe now. I think Stephen A. Smith said that he's the next Kobe.
That's what people say. And then I was just like, all right, y'all got to be careful with that. Like,
I mean, I don't know. He scored 70 in a game once.
Damn, that's wild.
That's the most since Kobe.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I think when I saw how good he was in that game, I was like, yo, these dudes taking it all. It's just because when you look at like the Bucks and Giannis, however you say his name, he's like on and off. He's not always like on point all the time.
I think his problem, he's dominant, right? Mm-hmm. But he doesn't have like a giant array of moves.
Yeah.
He just kind of gets the ball and just drives it straight to the hole.
Yeah.
And then if he's in foul trouble, you know, people are going to be trying to pick up charges and he might stay on the outside and shoot more threes than he should.
Yeah.
But in order for the Bucks to win, man, Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday have to play like really good. And
what's the not Peyton. What's his name? Tucker. Or what's his name? The
Tucker. PJ Tucker.
PJ Tucker.
PJ Tucker has more shoes than he does NBA points. That's not a joke. That's a real thing. This guy is like the NBA's biggest sneakerhead.
He has like all the connects.
He has an amazing shoe collection.
Yeah.
And it's a literal stat they posted the other day.
That's hilarious.
I like PJ Tucker. People don't like PJ Tucker.
He's good. He's a good defender.
He gets in your face. Those guys like him, Pat Beverly, those annoying guys that annoy the hell out of you.
And Draymond.
Yeah. It's like they're not fun to watch, but I think you want that guy on your team.
Of course. To annoy and get inside the other team's head to be in there. But I was gonna say Giannis is also struggle. He also struggles with his free throws. Yeah. Like, man,
that sucks how the crowd intimidates him. 1, 2, 3, and then he shoots it faster.
He saw that airball. He airballed. They were counting.
Come on, Giannis.
I was like, damn, man,
you can do it, bro.
Got to spend the summer shooting them free throws.
You the MVP, dog. Come on.
I know. But it's gonna be crazy. So I think.
Game three tonight.
That's right. And Phoenix is up 2 games. So who do you think's gonna take this game?
It's coming back to Milwaukee. I think Milwaukee's gonna win tonight.
Okay.
If they don't win tonight, it's over.
You think they're gonna get swept?
They might.
Wow. And then they win in Phoenix. Oh, and then the desert's about to be lit up.
Well, no, if they get swept, they'll win in Milwaukee. The next two will be in Milwaukee.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Damn, bro. That'd be crazy. Milwaukee about to be on fire.
Don't say that.
No. I'm talking about, because the sun's there. The sun's.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be on fire. Got it? Hey, you know. So then,
Milwaukee's had enough problems lately.
They have. So then, calling it now, who do you think is going to be in the finals next year?
Damn.
If you had to pick 2 teams, one from the East and one from the West.
That's so tough. Because this year I picked the Nets versus the Lakers,
mm-hmm.
and dang man, this year was so unpredictable. So it's making me think next year is going to be
just as unpredictable.
I think there's going to be some movement in the NBA, man.
You think so?
There's all these rumors that Lillard is going to be going to the Lakers.
I thought he was going to Dallas.
Really?
I heard there's rumors of him going to Dallas.
Why would he go to Dallas?
I don't know. That was just thing. Like Mark Cuban was supposedly like, "Hey, come down here."
Huh.
Even though he's got Luka down there.
I don't know, man. I don't like to bet against Bron, even though Bron's getting older. I'm gonna say Lakers, and it's gonna be some random team from the East, man.
Yeah, because LeBron's going back to his number 9, I think. Or is it number 8 or number 9? His jersey number. See, because he was talking about he's back for business.
Oh, is he going back to 6?
6, that's what it was.
Okay.
Sorry.
Dang, who from the East? Okay, I'm gonna say the same thing. Nets, Lakers.
You think Nets and Lakers?
Nets and Lakers.
I'm not going to lie to you. I was going to say the same thing, because I think what's going to happen is I think everybody's going to come back healthy. LeBron's coming back determined.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, you know, there's talks of Kawhi wanting to leave.
I heard that too.
And so he's like, he doesn't like the way that they're handling stuff over there in the Clippers part. And I'm like, oh shit, that might shake up some shit where he goes.
I think there's going to be a lot of movement where people don't expect it.
What if Kawhi goes to the Lakers?
He could. I even saw that as a rumor.
Wow.
They just rumor everybody to the Lakers.
That'd be hilarious. Michael Jordan comes back for
my
one
Warriors
more season.
Need to come back though, man. I fuck with the Warriors, man. That's my team.
Isn't Clay still recuperating, isn't he?
No, he should be back now. He's had 2 full years out.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Trying to recoup because he got hurt.
Yeah.
We'll see, because like, man, everybody in the West is like already lethal and dangerous, like all the teams and all the talent they got. And then the East is slowly, I mean, you got KD and them now in Brooklyn. And then the Knicks look good. All right, this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say it's going to be the Lakers and the Knicks.
What?
That's what I'm telling you. That's what it's going to be.
I'm going to do this face for the thumbnail. You got to do a face like this.
That was the thumbnail post. You should do like the Home Alone, like, what? Oh, my God. Yep, Lakers versus Knicks. Or it's going to be the Knicks versus the Suns, I think.
Suns repeat?
Yep, Suns repeat.
You calling the repeat?
Yep.
Dang, only bro.
A handful of teams can do it. And Devin Booker and everybody, they're still young. And I think he gets even more focused. He's like, one's cool.
Something's going to happen.
Something's gonna happen. Uh oh.
Chris Paul's going.
Chris. Oh, that's right. Chris Paul. You think he's staying or he's leaving?
I mean, if you win a championship, you gotta stay.
Of course. I mean, they're probably gonna be like, "We'll give you max."
I heard a rumor there. He was gonna get paid. Oh. Even though he's old, he's gonna get paid big.
He's gonna be like, "You're on the championship team.
Get the big money."
Uh huh. But we'll see. Hey,
we're back.
We're back again.
Hey, yo. Do you remember for months we were talking about aliens and UFOs and and footage, and then the Pentagon was supposed to drop this amazing,
like,
mind-blowing report in the middle of June, and when it came out, the world was just supposed to just be like, oh my God.
Yep, they're here. No.
What happened?
That's a good question.
They dropped it.
Oh, did they? I heard there was nothing interesting.
There was fucking nothing.
They were all just like, we don't know what's going on.
They just hyped us idiots up for nothing.
They're like, I don't know. Some dude with a little green helmet came around. Man. But we don't know what it was. It could have been a spinach cup. I don't know.
Spinach cup? Pentagon, you let me down, Pentagon.
That's hilarious.
I wanted some juicy alien footage.
You wanted to see, like, these are actual photos that we caught. Or, like, you know, this is audio that we heard.
It could have even been words typed.
True.
They've been like, this shit is real.
Alien symbols that our keyboards can't create. Right. I don't know.
Yeah, man.
I think I had heard Joe Rogan, he was talking about that. He was like, it was all bullshit. There was like, you know, they basically said what everybody already says. Like, we don't know what's going on.
Come on, dog.
I know. I kind of feel like.
Got me all excited for nothing.
I feel like sometimes the government, although they do a lot of shady shit, you know, and they're all powerful. I think a lot of times there's a lot of people who don't know what the fuck they're doing in there.
Or we're just being manipulated.
Yeah.
And they're just. The puppet master, and I don't know what the point is. I don't know.
They're just showing us what they want us to see.
They're just distracting us from what they're really doing.
Ah, yes. That makes sense.
Making a deal with the aliens. They sold the moon.
Sold the moon. That's hilarious. Like, we don't give a fuck about this moon.
It's worth a lot of money, you know. Did you know this?
Is it?
The moon is worth billions.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're lying.
I swear to God, there's a whole documentary I saw on it. The next space race is them wanting to, like, mine the moon and get money from the moon.
Would you just mine it for the rocks?
I forget what's up there, but it's some valuable shit.
What the fuck? That don't make no sense. I guess maybe it's...
I sound very stupid talking about it, but it's a real thing.
I guess what it is, it's like, it's... like, it's just a planet, right? And I guess if people... Well, I guess it's supply and demand, isn't it?
It's this fucking giant ball of minerals, rock, ore.
Yeah.
And things that you could just easily mine if you want to take that stuff.
I guess. I mean, if there's a demand for it, then there's going to be value in it, right? Yeah. That's how things work in this world. It brought me... Moving on from spaceman stuff, it brought me to... Have you seen this thing of people... Two things. I think I might have spoke to you a little bit about this in the last podcast. One, people are like, they're petitioning to get another stimulus.
Really?
Yep.
All right, you're just getting greedy at this point, America. America's open.
It basically is open. They're like,
what jobs are still closed because of COVID?
Let me think.
Are there any?
Not here in Atlanta. I think in other countries, some jobs are closed, but of course here, no, I think everything's open. Even California's open.
I think they're trying to, what do you think about the Delta variant?
I
think they're trying to use scare tactics on people.
Oh, to like keep masks up and stuff or what?
I don't know. The news just pushes this thing. And, well, I mean, you know, I guess it is, of course, COVID is real. And did you see the Olympics?
There's no spectators.
They were only going to allow spectators from that country. What is it, Tokyo or Japan?
Yeah, Tokyo.
Is it in Japan?
Yeah.
But now there's no spectators at all.
They're on a lockdown.
Because they're worried about the Delta variant just spiking again. And yeah. I don't know, man.
I don't know. With that, I don't know. Because one, I'm not a health expert or anything like that. So I'm just like, well, I'm just trying to listen to people who know more than me. But... I don't know. I guess like this Delta variant, like I haven't heard anything about how deadly it is or anything. People are just like, hey, there's a variation of it.
It's more deadly.
The Delta variant sounds a little bit like, think of, they just went to the letter D. They're like Delta, COVID, Delta. But I haven't heard like anybody catching it or anything like that yet, like in the news. Or like, are the symptoms worse? Supposedly I was hearing stuff where people are like, of course, when it comes to like a virus like this, the variant of it is going to be not as strong as the first one.
No, the variants get stronger.
Do they get stronger?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Viruses mutate over time. And
is that why they're talking about, what is it, the Pfizer vaccine supposedly is not as strong? And they're trying to come up with a way to give like a booster shot to everybody who got that instead?
They're trying to put that microchip in there, bro. They're saying you need another shot.
That's what they're saying. Because people were saying that the Pfizer shot isn't as strong as the other two shots for COVID and the variant. Because
The variant is way more contagious. Whereas previously, if someone sneezed and then you get a whiff of their sneeze, boom, mm-hmm. that's how you get it. But this new variant, supposedly someone could just be breathing and then you breathe what they breathe and then boom. Who knows, man?
Man, at this point, I don't know. Now, let me ask you this, speaking on this. All right, this Delta variant, right? Let's say it gets stronger. What are the chances, do you think, if it were to get stronger, we would go into another lockdown?
America?
Yeah.
Zero.
Zero? You think they'd say, fuck it?
America's open.
Just get infected. America's get
not,
over it.
America's not closing back.
I could see that.
Especially with people getting vaccinated. True. I think a little bit less than 70% of people are vaccinated. So those 70% of people are going to be like, yo, fuck you. I'm not staying home.
Gotcha. I could see that. I think people are just tired of being at home. And they're like, no, we want to be free.
Now, I think other countries might, do another lockdown.
True.
Canada is still way stricter than America. Yep. Like, Canada is still...
it's hard to get in there. Yeah, they're way stricter. Yeah. That's wild. But it's funny because this is like a transition to something different. Because I think I was reading that and it's just because I think here in Atlanta, in Georgia, they ended that... what is it? The pandemic assistance, and people are like, yo, we're still struggling here to get back or whatever. But of course they're like, nope, go find a job, do your thing, whatever. People have been talking to for a long time. This has been a thing that people have always talked about doing. People are talking about wanting to transition to a 4-day work week, but it'll be 10 hours for 4 days and then you get 3 days off. And so because
I saw a country just experimented with that.
It might have been like one of those like either Switzerland or Ukraine type of countries.
I literally just saw that.
And I remember that study. People were talking about that, like people were a lot more efficient and just a lot more happier.
Yeah, I believe it. And I'm not against it. I think that would be a great thing.
I would definitely enjoy doing 4-day work weeks and get 3 days off. That sounds like
Iceland. They just had a 4-day work week experiment and they called it an overwhelming success.
See, but like, I don't think this shit would fly here.
Why not?
It's just, I think you got your old heads who are so like, well, I had to work, 5 days a week.
Well, you get paid what you work.
No, I know that. You'll still get 40-hour work weeks, like with the 4 days, 10 hours. Mm-hmm. So you're getting your 40 hours. But I think what it is I think the way that our society works, like government, capitalism and stuff like that, people are like, well, no, we need... You know, we need to do it like this. It takes so long for something like that to change. I hope it changes because I think people would be a lot more mentally happy and they just have more time, to do what they want, more time with their family or, whatever hobby or other career they want to pursue. But people were talking about that. And I was like, I was going to ask you, what do you think is the likelihood or will that ever happen here?
Four hour
work week.
4-day work week.
4-day work week. Yeah, sorry.
4-hour work week would be dope.
You said work 4 hours. All right, I'll see y'all.
All right. Probably not, man.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But I think it'll change, but I don't think it's going to change soon. Yeah,
like you said, it's too...
Too many old heads that are like... It's the same... The thing I compare it to, it's the same thing as when people are saying... Let's forgive all, college loans. Mm-hmm. But then you have your old people like, well, the old heads being like, well, I paid all mine. You got to pay yours too. Rather than, see, yeah. But like the whole thing of like, well, how come my whole thing is like, well, you should give the people who paid already maybe like a little tax break or something.
Boom. And then I'm on board.
Exactly. Because you have to incentivize people and like to want to go with it. Well, listen, if you've already paid it off, we'll give you a little tax break or whatever. And then the other people... You'll get it all forgiven, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know. That's a little bit above my pay grade.
Yeah, man. We don't. Just.
But yeah, but I don't know, because I think other countries probably they got it right. Because like it's just I think the here it feels like in America, maybe I'm speaking a little bit for America too much, but I think here in America you might agree it kind of feels like a rat race sometimes. You're like trying to hurry up and you work so much,
right?
You know, and you're just like, well, shit. What do I want to really do?
Right.
So, in other countries, they seem just a lot way more happier.
I forget what country it is. Maybe Italy. One, you know, there's a country that already does this. Is it France?
The 4-day work week?
Yeah.
Oh.
And they have a more family-oriented kind of culture. And I forget where it is.
I'm all for companies allowing people to nap at work.
No, you're taking it too far.
Nap time. Take I used a 30-minute nap.
I used to nap at work.
Really?
I wasn't supposed to. I think I already told you this.
I've done that plenty of
times. Have I already said this as a not all here moment?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I've fallen asleep at two jobs and have been woken up by customers.
Oh, yeah. I remember one. I know. I've fallen asleep.
When you get woken up by a customer.
You're kind of like worried.
It's like,
scary.
Oh, fuck. I'm so sorry.
That's hilarious. That's a bad feeling, or like a feeling of like, what is it? So this is not my not all here moment, but so I used to work at a radio station. I'm not going to say which one.
WKRB.
Oh, shit. No. but I would work the overnight shift. And what you're supposed to do is just make sure the radio's running, the station's running. Mm. It runs the music or the commercials or whatever programming. And then you just stay there. And I would work from like 12 to like 4 or 5 in the morning.
Mm.
Right. Now we had a break room. And in this break room, there was this long couch that you were basically could lay on or whatever.
Mm.
And I remember after a while, I would try to stay up till 4 in the morning. But like when you've worked all day, you're like, well, shit. And then you still got to drive home. And like my drive home was like 30 minutes. And so I was like, fuck. So I remember I started to, what I would do is in my car, I would leave a blanket and a pillow.
Mm.
And so then I'd go into the job, right? And then mind you, on my shift, everybody would be gone. It'd just be me. So it's nobody else. So I would just like, you know, do all my work, do everything I was supposed to do, but you'd always get done like way ahead of schedule because you'd just be chilling, watching TV or doing whatever you wanted to do. And I just started to be like, I'm just going to go lay down in the break room. You go in there, bro, you fall asleep, you wake up, you're like, okay. And then you just go home.
Mm.
And I did that for a while. And I think there was one time where I got lucky.
So you can preset things to where the radio just automatically plays.
Yeah, and it was already set to run. There would be on occasion sometimes where something was out of whack and you just had to press play to keep it going.
Because
what they'd never want is dead air where there's nothing playing. But I remember one time, the person who came after me, the shift after, to pick up after me, I was sleeping. And I woke up, I think, like 20 minutes before my alarm was going off. And I was like, oh, I guess I'll just get up. And so I got up, folded my blanket, and I just put it into like the wherever I was working. And luckily, like 5 minutes after I got done, person came in early.
Mm.
And he was like, hey, you tired, man? I was like, oh shit. I was like, yeah, man, I'm tired. I'm ready to go home. You gonna take over? Yeah. Got lucky. Never found out.
Good job.
it was a dope job. And like it was real cool. It's just, man, when I was working like 3 or 4 other jobs at the same time, you just be tired at the end of the day and you just want to take a nap.
I feel it, man. I am very bad at sleeping on the job. This could be my not all here moment. I mean, I feel like I've already told this story before. I don't remember. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, hold on. Let me stop it and then we'll go into the not all here.
All right.
Hold on. All right. And it's that time. We talk about.
We tell you a story from our lives.
You sound like Matthew McConaughey right there.
A story. When we took a wrong turn.
Wrong. But it's the not all here moments where we're going to talk about the time that maybe us or, you know, another person or whatever, we just weren't there.
Me.
There you go. And you want to start us off?
I may have already told this story before.
Uh-oh, repeat not all here moments.
Not good at the podcast. We're terrible for these listeners.
As soon as we're done with this podcast, we forget everything we talked about.
Terrible. So, yeah, I've fallen asleep on the job multiple times. I used to run a portrait studio.
Mm-hmm.
I was the studio manager of Picture Me Portrait Studios. my first job out of college, they had actually interviewed me. It's funny. It's maybe this is the not all here moment. I'll just tell this piece of the story. So I went in for a job interview for a regular position. And then they hired me. And then they were like, hey, would you want to be the manager? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, yeah, this girl, she was the manager before, but we caught her stealing. So now she's just going to be a regular associate and you're going to be the manager.
Wow.
So I'm like, oh, okay. And they're like, yeah. And can you keep an eye on her too?
What the hell?
So this lady had been the manager there for a while. Mm-hmm. Imagine you're the manager at a place. And then they hire somebody brand new that does not know what they're doing, doesn't know how the company works. And then like, oh, that person is the manager now, and you're no longer the manager. You're just the associate.
Wow. What the hell?
This was my first job where I was the manager, and I was supposed to watch over this lady and make sure she wasn't stealing money.
Was this a young lady or older lady?
25-ish, okay, whatever, so young, that age. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And funny thing is, she was stealing.
Wow.
And I found out about it.
And then you had to report her?
I had to snitch.
Wow.
Because if I didn't, it comes down on me. I mean, if there's money missing.
They let her go.
And the funny thing, what she would do. So basically, people. Okay, you come into the studio, right? Get pictures taken.
Yep.
So this was like a ways back, kind of before, you know, cell phone. I mean, before iPhones, you know. Different pictures, right? Different picture quality now. You don't... Picture studio probably isn't the same.
Okay.
But you would get your pictures made, and then you would get them in the mail, or you could come pick them up from the studio. So what would happen is sometimes people would be upset with the quality, or they wouldn't like the picture, or they just like to complain or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And they would get a refund, right? But what she was doing, she was refunding people that weren't asking for refunds.
Oh.
And she was pocketing the money. And one time this guy came in and he was like, yeah, I want reorders. I love these pictures so much. And I looked in the computer and he had been refunded. And I'm like, oh, no, we refunded you. And he's like, no, what? No.
Caught her.
Caught her.
In 4K.
My first job had to.
And then, so you just reported her and then they let her go. Or did you have to be like, we're going to let you go?
Oh, I didn't fire her. No. But that was a very strange job, man. Because basically the job was taking pictures of babies.
Yeah.
At a portrait studio, most of the people that come in are babies.
They literally walk in. They're like, hello? No. I like my picture taken.
And and I'm not a person that even has experience with babies. And the thing about taking a picture of a baby, they all want the smile.
Of course.
The mom wants to smile. And how do you make a baby smile?
Sometimes they don't want to smile. They just be like, what the fuck is going on?
Let me tell you what works.
Uh-oh. It's a secret.
Secret
giveaway.
Everybody out there.
If you want to take a picture of a smiling baby, you better listen right now.
So we had a caterpillar toy, right? And for some reason, I forget why I did this, but I did this one day. Shit worked every time. You gotta hit yourself in the face with the toy.
Oh.
And then it's just hilarious to babies.
To the kid, yeah.
And even kids, and you know, up to that teenage. The teenagers, they're just gonna look at you like, what the fuck are you doing? But if you just take the toy, just go.
They start laughing.
They just laugh. It's hilarious.
That's hilarious. And you're like, all right, snap. And they're smiling. And then they're like, wow, these are amazing.
But yeah, actually, what I was supposed to say in this not all here moment was I fall asleep on the job and I fell asleep at that job, and I've been awoken by customers. I would lean. We weren't supposed to sit down. We were supposed to be out, like trying to get customers and trying to get people to come in. And I would just lean on the wall and literally fall asleep. And I got reported to like the Walmart manager.
Wow. Yeah. He's sleeping on the job.
And then my district manager called, and then it was this whole thing.
Wow. That's crazy. That's wild. They're like, he's not taking pictures of babies. He's falling asleep. That's hilarious.
That's my moment, man.
Okay. My moment is not like all super crazy. So this actually goes back to Arkansas. And before I moved to Atlanta, I think most people know. I mean, I'm in a group of cool ass people. We're all in this group. And I tend to sing a lot more, but I used to rap a lot more way back in the day. Like way back in the day. And I was also producing and stuff. And so, but we used to have these shows I feel like every state had them, every city or whatever, where you ever have a show where basically like a person says, hey, you'll get to perform, but you'll get a better spot in the show lineup if you sell more tickets. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like in order to get like a good time to perform instead of either performing too early or too late, you had to sell a good amount of tickets, right? Yeah. So I had tried to sell a few tickets, sold like maybe like a handful, wasn't that many. And I remember going up there to perform, and like the thing about me when it comes to performing, just to let everybody know, is like I get super nervous until it's time to hit the stage. Mm-hmm. Like I'm like, oh shit, I gotta perform. And so that's usually when I'll take like a shot or something, or a double shot or something, just to calm me down. And then, but then as soon as like the music starts, like I just transform, change, and I'm into the artist or whatever. Mm. So this is like one of the first times I was performing before I went by EZL.
What was the
I don't even want to tell the name. So I used to, it's a long ass name.
All right, what was the name, bro?
The name, I feel like I said it on the podcast.
Combo?
Yeah, Combo L'Unico Sonido.
Oh, Combo L'Unico Sonido.
Hey, Combo, Ria, hey. No. No, so I used to go by that because I would do stuff in Spanish, but then also in English. So it's like a bilingual thing. I was playing on both.
Do you remember any of the raps?
I actually still have some of them.
Damn.
I'm never releasing them ever again. Never. But I have them on like a laptop or whatever. I'm like old projects and stuff. And they were cool. But anyway, there was like a song I was performing at the time. I remember it was called Superman. And it was like this like thing where I was talking to a woman type of thing. Like trying to be seductive and like romantic or whatever.
Dang,
right.
Bro.
I remember what I didn't realize.
It was Combo Sonito.
At the combo and the two piece. No. So I'm pretty sure you've performed on stages before. Mm-hmm. One thing that you have to pay attention, that most performers have to pay attention to, is if when you grab the mic, if you're not performing with the wireless mic, you have to watch out for wires. Mm. And you have to make sure you're walking everywhere correctly.
You didn't trip on stage.
No, I didn't trip on stage. Okay. I tripped off stage.
Oh.
So I got up there, right? And look, I performed the song. Mm. Song went good. It was in between songs. And I was like walking around there, like, man, you know, everybody clapped, do the little thing or whatever, whoever, you know, because there was like, it's one of those things where there was like 8 artists performing or whatever, 10 artists. And so I was up there and I was like, man, I really appreciate y'all. You know, that's called Superman, da 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 da. Now I got this other song called blah, blah, blah. And I'm walking around stages, I'm doing this. And I'm looking out into the crowd, not looking down. And so what happened was I missed a step and I fell off stage.
Oh.
But
did
like
the microphone go?
No, what happened was I held onto the mic and it disconnected. So you just hear the cord go. And then I come off stage and I'm like, oh shit. And then you just hear this girl, oh my God, are you okay?
How did we make it to 35 episodes without this story already being
told? It's because like I forget most of the stories that I tell until like I start to think. And I remember, it's funny, when I was thinking about this, I was like falling. I was like, what am I thinking about? What happened to falling? And I was like, oh yeah.
Was the crowd just like, oh.
No, there were, it was kind of like that, but there was like the people who were concerned and then somebody in the back was laughing or whatever. So.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
So did you get up and do the next song?
Yeah, I got up into the
How
next
was
song.
Your confidence during that song?
It wasn't that great.
I feel like my confidence would be on like 5% after I fell off stage.
Oh, yeah. No, bro. Like, the courage it takes to get back on stage. Like, after you've fallen.
What? Did you say anything?
No, I think I was trying to make a joke. And I'm just like, oh, shit, man. I had a little too much or something, you know, whatever. And then... What's worse is the people who are like try to encourage you. They're like, go ahead, do it. You know, you got it. Yeah. I'm like, you're making this shit worse.
Damn.
But I pushed through the performance and I think I actually performed 3 songs. So like that was like after the first song.
Oh. Damn.
Yeah. And so that happened. And then afterwards, I was just like, this is a horrible experience, you know? And so there was one person that was like, yo, I like your music. I was like, oh, thanks.
And then you quit being a rapper for 10 years.
For 10 years. And I started singing. And then, but yeah, I've had that. Like, that's like one of, I think, the many mishaps I've had on stage. Dang, it's because what happens is as an artist, you tend to be like, when you want to get into, like, if it's an energetic song, you want to run and move around, but you have to be like, wait, there's wires. Mm. You don't want to fucking trip or nothing. Especially on one of those, you ever been on a stage where nobody, like, the person who set the stage up doesn't really give a fuck about, like, order on the stage, like taping down certain wires or anything like that. It's like a bunch of just a mess. And, like, those stages, they suck a lot. Mm. So, but that's my not all here moment, and that's the podcast.
That's the podcast.
And so wherever you're listening, ladies and gents, on Spotify, Apple Music, make sure that you rate and review us. Really helps us reach out new listeners.
Five stars, nothing
five
less.
Five stars, nothing less. Please, we aim to do the best. No. But if you would follow us on social media, with Not All Here Podcast on Instagram, Cool Ass People on Instagram, our personal pages, It's Easy L is mine. Jetty?
JRB the producer. Also, follow your heart.
Follow your heart. Make sure you drink some water.
Don't fall off stage.
Don't fall off stage. And we'll catch y'all on the next one.
Yup.
Yup.